Sean Mendez, Brian, and Trisha. We are Quixie 98.3, rolling through your Monday morning. Special guest in the studio, Hardin County Judge Executive Harry Berry is here. Hello to you.
Good morning. Special. I feel special now.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come in. I know you're a very busy man. So we've been talking to different leader folks and people from different partner agencies and folks that provide utility services and highway and all this kind of different stuff about the super site, mega site in Glendale with the Ford battery plant that's coming in. And of course, this has been years, like basically a generation.
It has been.
Of planning to get us to this point. And I don't think everybody really realizes how much time it took to attract a major player down here.
Well, it's been a long time. Of course, some folks will remember that Hyundai was interested in us in 2002. So two decades later, 20 years ago, we've landed the big fish finally. But it's Blue Oval SK. It's a joint venture between two different companies, Ford and SK, to build two battery plants for us in the community, which is a huge project, biggest the state's ever had.
And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, the amount of time, energy, effort, construction, the jobs, the economic impact, this is truly the biggest thing to ever happen to the state of Kentucky.
$5.8 billion, and that's with a B, and 5,000 jobs directly at the plant, and that's not counting the spinoff jobs that will be suppliers and others that will build in the area to help supply those two plants.
So we've talked to, like I said, a lot of other people. One of the things I found most interesting when they were talking to us at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon a couple of months ago was they really liked how flat it was.
Well, it's even flatter now. I don't know if you've driven by there recently, but there were a lot of trees and, of course, a rolling hillside there of Glendale, but it is flat now, getting ready to build those two plants. A lot of work in cutting trees, moving a stream, which is quite an undertaking for Ford to be able to do that, but a lot of work's been going on. A lot of work's been going on for 20 years to get ready for this.
And that's something that you mentioned, you know, there's so much that has to happen. You can't just say, well, here's a chunk of land, let's build something. You have to do all these studies and like, oh, yeah. If we move this stream, is there, you know, is there some sort of fish that's going to disrupt their life?
And exactly. All kinds of environmental studies, archaeological studies that had to be done over those 20 years, and then they don't happen overnight. They take quite a while to get done. A lot of work was done. Of course, that was not one big piece of property originally. It was many pieces of property, and that 1,500 acres that we combined into one, which took time to do that. Over the 20 years, the land was leased back out to the local farmers to be able to crop and help generate some money to be able to pay some of the expenses for improvements, like raising all the old buildings, houses, barns, even moving a cemetery to try and get ready for this project. A lot of work over those years just doing that alone, and then, of course, bringing all the infrastructure that need to be out there, water, sewer, those types of things. So a lot of planning.
And how long have you actually been in office? A lot of folks don't realize it's been quite a while.
This is my 20th year. I came into office just after Hyundai said no, so I've been along for the ride all along.
And you've had a lot of different magistrates and folks that have worked with you along the years, a number of different people in other offices that you know are sort of sister offices under county and, mm-hmm. and local government. What would you say, you know, at the end of this whole thing, because this is your final term and, you know, you're seeing yourself at the end of this whole thing, but, you know, what a great thing. This is kind of a legacy for yourself and all these others.
Well, I don't know about a legacy for me, but it certainly is for the community. This is going to change the face of Hardin County for decades to come in ways that some of us can't even imagine yet. But the things we can imagine, we're trying to be prepared for and stuff. The folks that have really done the lion's share of the work is the Industrial Foundation for Elizabethtown and Hardin County. Rick Gaines, personally, he's been shepherding this for over 20 years now. He had just started when the Hyundai project was being considered, so he's lived through all of it as I have. There's a number of other people, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which I've had the honor of chairing for these 20 years, but there's a lot of folks at the Ad District that's been involved in all the planning for road improvements, the interchange there at Glendale that's being worked on now, being built, the new road that will bring people from that interchange into the plant, and improving roads around the whole community there that the Transportation District now is in the planning phases on.
Do you feel as though there's any part of life in the greater Hardin County and Central Kentucky area that won't be somehow impacted by this?
I can't imagine, from jobs for family members, if it's not yourself, to roads being improved, entertainment that perhaps will be in the community that wouldn't have been with this kind of growth that's resulted. There'll be changes that people probably don't even consciously think about. Oh, I have this store now to go to, or I have this entertainment to take part in because we grew with the Glendale project.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you want to add? Anything we're missing on this whole big, huge operation?
The only thing I'd add is patience. It's going to take several years for this to come to total fruition, and there'll be some snarls with traffic and those things as new roads have been built and old ones are being improved and other utility lines coming through. So just patience, but there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel.
All right. That's Hardin County Judge Executive Harry Berry. Thank you so much for your leadership over the years and all that you have done and everyone who has worked with your office has done to get us to where we're at now.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And we are Quixie 98.3.